Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Today's daf, or tomorrow's daf, is Bavasa Daf Ches. We are holding on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. We are at Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya Rama Deshura Adarabanan, which is 7-8 lines from the end of the page. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, anonymous wife and children, Eli Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha Alea Shalom, also sponsored by Daniel Sadian for the Zchus of Klal Yisrael, and for the safe return of the soldiers and the captives, they should have hatzlacha and return speedily. And also in honor of Jay Goldberg completing his first Daf Yomi cycle, mazel tov again to him, and we should continue to learn together for many years to come and go through many cycles of the Daf Yomi together. So today what we're going to talk about is the following. The Gemara is going to talk about Talmud Chacham paying security fees of a city, and to what extent he has any responsibility to do so, considering that his Torah serves to protect to a certain degree. Then the Gemara is going to talk about, the Gemara is going to prove that Peronos only come to the world because of Amei Aretz, and that's why it makes sense that Talmid Chacham should be exempt from taxes, because whatever troubles are going to come are not the Talmid Chacham's fault, it's only because of the Amei Haaretz. Then the Gemara is going to talk about, if we're going to impose taxes and certain expenses on members of the city, how long do you have to be a part of a city to be considered a member of the city? And the Gemara is going to talk about, for different types of responsibilities, there may be different amounts of time that you need to have been in the city. Then we're going to talk about what you can collect from Yesomim and what you cannot collect from Yesomim. And then toward the end of Amud Aleph, going over to Amud Beis, we're going to start discussing the unique status of the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim, that it's a unique among the mitzvahs that demands a lot of a person to be able to do the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss the rules of the communal Tamchui and Kupa, the different types of tzedakah funds that communities have to have. The Gemara is going to talk about the Sarara of Gabaim and forcing tzedakah, and that's why you have certain numbers of Gabaim in charge of the tzedakah. Then the Gemara is going to go through four different hanhagos of the Gabai tzedakah that they have to have in order to avoid any sense of chashad, that they should be above reproach. So there are four different anagos that they have to be careful about in order to avoid any sort of suspicion of wrongdoing. So let's begin again. 7-8 lines from the end of the page. Last words on the line are Rabbi Yehuda. So it says, my Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Rabbi Deshore Drabban. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, who is the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Nasiya just means Hanasi, but that's the way we differentiate between them. So he imposed a tax to pay for the city's walls on the Rabbanan, on the Talmid Chachamim. So Reish Lakish Rabbanan Lotzrichin Tirusa. Reish Lakish said, you know, the Rabbanan don't require protection, and therefore you shouldn't be imposing that tax on them. The Gemara Brachos Tafei tells us that a Talmud Chacham doesn't need to say Kriya Shema Alamita. And Rabbi Yoma says, yeah, it's because of what our Gemara says, because Chacham don't require Shmira min Hamazikim, and Kriya Shema Alamita is Dafka to protect you min Hamazikim. But there are types of Mazikim that even Talmud Chacham requires Shmira from, because the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Tzadi Aleph, and also in Brachos Tafnu Dalin, says that a Talmud Chacham also should not be Yetze Yechidi Balayla. He shouldn't go out alone at night. That's also because of Mazikim, but those are different types of mazikim. So there are some mazikim that Talmid Chachamim can be susceptible to, can be vulnerable to, and some mazikim that they're not vulnerable to. But anyway, apparently, for whatever you need walls around the city to protect you from, Talmid Chacham don't need that. Tichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Esperoi Michal Yirbun, that I will count them and they'll be more than the sand. So Reish Lakish says, what does that Pasuk tell me? So Esperoim Leman. What are we counting as being more than the sand? Elim, the tzaddikim, if we're saying that the count of tzaddikim is more than the sand, then a fishi mechala, that they're more than the sand. Tzaddikim atzma mechal yirbun. Does it make sense that the entirety of Klal Yisrael is compared to being like the sand by the, that are by the Sfasayam? So tzaddikim are going to be more than the sand? Tzaddikim, which is a subcategory of Klal Yisrael, can't be more than Klal Yisrael itself. Elahachi ka'amar. So no, what it must mean is esperem lema'aseh Matzeim Shal Tzadikim Mechol Yerbun. That the Matzim Tovim, the mitzvahs of Tzadikim, is greater than the number of sand. The Kal V'Chomer, and therefore we can make the following Kal V'Chomer: Umachol Shemuat Megin Alayam. If the Chol, which is the sand by the sea, is a smaller number, and yet that's able to protect the dry land from being overflowed with water, so Matzeim Shal Tzadikim Shem Rubim L'Chol Shkein Shemaginim Alayim. So the Matzim Tovim of Tzadikim, which are greater in number than the sand by the sea, should for sure be able to protect the Talmid Chachamim. Kiyasal Kamid Rabbi Yochanan, when Reish Lakish came to Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, my time is low, time is low, meha. You wanted to make your point that to Rabbi Yudah Nasiya, that Talmid Chachamim don't need to pay for the taxes on the walls, you could have given him a different pasuk. The pasuk says, Ani choma v'shadai k'migdolos, that I am like a wall and my breasts are like towers. So what exactly does that mean? Ani choma zo Torah. That's a reference to Torah that protects on a city like the walls of a city. V'shadayk migdalos elu tamid chachamim. That's a reference to the tamid chachamim that are like shadayim, that once they that other people are yonik, other people nurse and are nourished from the Torah that the tamid chachamim provide. So we call them kim migdalos. Migdalos are watchtowers. So you see that the tamid chachamim's ma'asim tovim and the Torah that they provide people with is going to protect the entire city. So Reish Lakish, why didn't Reish Lakish give that pasuk? It's taku a good pasuk. It's a very nice drasha. So some like darsh Rava, because he darshened that same pasuk differently, the way Rava darshened it. Ani choma zu Knesset Yisrael. Ani choma is a reference to Knesset Yisrael, that they build themselves up like a wall to not interact and intermingle with the Umos HaOlam. Vishadai kemigdalo seilu batu knesios batu midrashos. And what provides the nourishment for Knesset Yisrael, the spiritual nourishment to give us the courage and the capacity to not mix in with the Umos HaOlam? It's our batu knesios and our batu midrashos that provide us with that. So it has nothing to do with Talmid Chachamim. It has to do with Knesset Yisrael in general and with the sources of our chizuk, which is the Batek Nisiyos and Batek Midrashos. Rav Nachman Rav Chisra Rama Karga Arabanan. He also imposed a tax on the Rabbanan. This was a tax that he was in charge of collecting on behalf of the Malchus, and he had to decide who was going to pay what, and he included the Talmid Chachamim in his cheshbon. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chista, you're putting a tax on Talmid Chachamim, you should realize Avarta Daraisa V'Nevi V'Ksuvim. You're violating all of Tanakh. You're violating a Daraisa, you're violating a Nevi'im, you're violating Ksuvim. You should not be collecting taxes from Talmid Chachamim. It should all be on the Amei Aretz. How do we define who's a Talmid Chacham and who's an Amei Aretz? So the Rimi Gash writes that a Talmid Chacham is someone who's Taraso Keva Malachto Arai. But someone whose Malacha is the primary thing that he does during the day, even if he happens to know a lot of Torah, he's a big bucky in Torah, he still has to pay the taxes. Meaning a lot of it is not only about how much he knows, it's about how he spends most of his day. The Rush in the end of Simon Chavav and also in the Tshuva says that if he has a Ktsas Umnus or Masu Umat and he has a little something in order to be Mefarnes with, he could still be a Talmud Chacham. It's still called Torasa Umnaso. It's only if his Umnus is more than just a little bit. It's in order to make him an Ashir or it's the bulk of his time. Only then do we say that he loses the status of a Talmud Chacham vis-a-vis being Pater from taxes. The Ramah just adds that Talmud that are mezalzel in mitzvos and don't have yirah shemayim certainly are not patur from taxes. Their Torah does not protect anybody. So that's when you see the word Talmud Chacham, you oftentimes think of just how much a person knows. But those are two important caveats, that it's also about how a person spends most of his time, and also about what a person's Yirah Shemayim is like. So anyway, he said, by imposing taxes on Talmud Chacham, you're violating all three sections of Tanakh. Adoraisa, if you're violating Pasuk and Torah, because the Pasuk says, Avcha v'yavamim kol kadosha v'yodecha, and the Pasuk goes on, v'ehim tu kul raglecha, yisam idabrusecha. So we darsh in the Pasuk Omer, Moshe v'nekrosh baruch, ribonu shal olam, afil b'shar shatam chabivamim, even when you're drawing close to the other nations of the world, you're showing extra love to them, and giving them rulership and authority over Klal Yisrael, kol kadoshav yu b'yodecha. Your Talmidei Chachamim should still be in your hands, you should still protect tak the Talmidei Chachamim. Vehem tukul raglecha. What's vehem tukul raglecha? Tanya Rav Yosef veiltem lechamim shemchatzim raglehem meir leir mimdina lemedina lino Torah. That's Rav Talmidei Chachamim who cut their feet by schlepping around from one city to the other, from one medina to the other, in order to learn Torah. Yisa mi dabrosecha lisa v'litim b'diburosav shel makom, to discuss the diburim of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, meaning the Torah itself. Ben Yoyada points out that it's a little bit strange to say that it's referring to the Talmidei Chachamim's raglehem of Talmidei Chachamim that are going meir leir, because the pasuk says "Vehem tuku leraglecha," and it's addressing the Ribono Shel Olam. It should be about the Ribono Shel Olam's feet, kaviyachol, not about the Talmidei Chachamim's feet. So he says, yeah, whenever a person uses a limb of his body to serve Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that same aver is mesiaches kaviyachol to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, meaning it becomes that your feet are Hakadosh Baruch Hu's feet. Meaning when you're serving Hakadosh Baruch Hu with your feet, it's like your feet are an extension of Elokus. That's what the Ben Yoyada suggests. At the Nevi, where's it a violation of Pesukim in Neviim? Gam ki v'agayim ata kaptei me'echlu ma'atmi masa melech v'sarim ma'amar ula pasuk zeb l'shon ha-ramis ne'amar, that this pasuk should be read in the Lashon ha-ramis from a Lashon of Shinun and Limud, that it itanu kulhu, that it, even though it says yisnu, which in Hebrew does not mean learning, but in Aramis it means learning. So itanu kulhu, if the entire nation or the majority is learning Torah, ata kaptei, then they'll go and they'll have geula, the ma'at mehem, and if some of them are learning Torah, so they won't get geula right away, but those that are learning Torah are yechalu mimasa melech v'sarim, at least will not have to deal with the taxes of the and the burden that kings and officers place upon them. Ad the ksuvi, and where is it the violation of ksuvim to impose a tax on Tamil Chum? The ksiv, because the pasuk says that the melech daryavesh commanded the gizbar that was appointed from the malchus to collect taxes from the people in Eretz Yisrael, and the Sefer Ezra tells us that all the Kohanim and Levim and the people who worked in the Beis HaMikdash minda v'lo v'halach lo shalat the mirma aleihum, that they couldn't collect taxes from those people, from the people who are the Kohanim and Levim and the people who worked in the Beis HaMikdash. So Rav Yehuda explains the types of taxes that are mentioned in this pasuk. V'am Rav Yehuda minda zumanas ha-melech, that's the set taxes that the melech puts on the members of that medina. V'lo zo kesef gulgalta, that's a head tax for a king. V'halach zohar nona, that's a tax that they put on, they have to give a certain percentage, one-tenth of your grain that grows, one-tenth of your animals that are born into your flock that year, to the taxes of the king. But you see, the Talmidei Chachamim are patur from taxes because of the people who work in the Beis HaMikdash are patur on account of the fact that they're oved b'melech ha-shamayim. So Talmidei Chachamim who are oved in Torah, who are learning Torah all day, that's also melech ha-shamayim, so they should also be Potter. Torah's Chaim points out that Esek B'Torah is Shakul Kabin Beis HaMikdash, because where do we see that? We had that back on Davdala, that after Hordus killed all the Chachmei Yisrael, so Bab Mabuta said to him, how do you resolve this? The fact that you destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, you rebuild, the fact that you destroyed Torah, you rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So you see that Beis HaMikdash and Talmidei Chachamim are associated with each other. So just like the people who were involved in the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash are Potter from taxes, the Talmidei Chacham are also patur in taxes. Rav Papa Ramakari Yechadita, Rav Papa imposed the expenses of a brand new be'er for people to drink water from, Ayasmi. He imposed those expenses on even Yisomim Ketanim, who didn't have fathers, but they had an estate that they lived off of. Suddenly Rav Shisha Breid Ravid Rav Papa, Rav Shisha Breid said to Rav Papa, V'dilma lo midvil, but maybe you're going to dig and you're not going to find any water there, and it will turn out that you use this money of Yisomim for nothing. Samlei Mishkal Shekel Minayu V'i Midvil Midvil V'i Lo Ma'adon Elen Alayu. He said, yeah, my plan all along is that I'm going to use the money, I'll start digging. If we find water, great. And if we don't find water, I'll give the money right back. Amar Rav Yehuda, Kol Igle Gapa, everyone is obligated to be Mishtatev, to pay for the walls and the doors of the city. V'afilu Miyasmi, even the Yisomim have to pay for that. Aval Rabbana Lo Tzrichon Itirusa, just not the Talmidei Chacham, because they don't require Shmira. Hakol the Karyapasya, everyone has to pay for the digging of the well so that there could be a water supply in the city. Even the Talmid Chacham are responsible for that. But that's only if it's the people of the city do not go out on their own to dig a bar. They hire other people to do it. If they themselves have to go out and do the digging themselves, then even though Talmid Chacham do need water, we're going to exempt them from that service, because that is beneath the dignity of a Talmud Chacham to go out with a shovel and start digging. There is a machlokes Rishonim, do they have to pay for someone else to do it? Rav Rishonim assume not, that they're patur, they don't even have to pay for somebody else to do it. So now the Gemara wants to demonstrate that Peronis only come about because of Amei Aretz. Rebbe Pasach Hatzaris B'Shnei Betzaris. Rebbe opened up warehouses of food during years of famine. Amar, he said, Yikantzu Bali Mikra, Bali Mishnah, Bali Gemara, Bali Halacha, Bali Agadah. He says, anyone who's an expert in any area of Torah can come and take food from me. Aval Amei Aretz Al Yikantzu. But I don't want to see any Amei Aretz coming in to take food. So, which is a strange thing to say. The Beis Yosef asked the Kasha. We even have a mitzvah to be mefarnes aniyei umos ha'olam im aniyei Yisrael. The Gemara in Gittin says. So you're not going to be mefarnes aniyei Yisrael who happen to be amei aretz, who are not bali halacha or bali agada, bali gemar. That there's no chiyuv. So the Beis Yosef quotes from the Ritva that he didn't have enough to support everybody. So there had to be some criteria that he made. So mainly he made the criteria that it will be tamid because there is a din kedima that Talmid Chacham have over Amei Aretz. So he said, because I don't have enough for everybody, so we're going to give kedima to the Talmidei Chacham over the Amei Aretz. So Dachuk Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram ben Nichlas. Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram came in to the warehouse to get some food. So Amarlo Rabbi Parnasani, and he said, Rabbi, give me food. Amarlo Bini Karisa. He says, well, do you know Torah? Amarlo Lav. He says, no. Shanisa, you know Mishnah? Amarlo Lav. No. Imkain Bamei Afarnasach. Bamei Afarnasach. Meaning the deal was you have to be a Bal Torah in order to get from me. So Amarlo. So Rabbi Yonasan said to Rabbi Parnasani, Kekele B'chaorit. At least feed me like you would a dog or a raven. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu feeds a dog and a raven, so Parnasei. So he tugged at his heartstrings, and therefore he's Mefarnesim. Basar Tenafik Yosef Rebbe Kometzdayer. After he left, Rebbe was feeling badly about what he had done. Valmer Oilish and Zati Piti Lamaretz. He said, here I have a limited supply of bread, and I wasted it on an Amaretz instead of reserving it for Talmidei Chachamim. Why dafka the mashal of a kelev and an orev? So we do find that Kodesh Baruch Hu is merachim on those particular animals more so than others when it comes to providing mazonos. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Hey says that a kelev has very little food, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu is chasalav, he has rachmanos, that the food stays in his stomach for 3 days, that it takes him longer to digest, so less food will be able to supply the kelev. And by the orev, the Gemara says in Ksubas Daf Mem Tes that an orev is achzari, it's cruel to its children, and the Chazal say that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is provides for the baby orvim different yetushim, different bugs for it to eat that come out in its own soa. So that's Kodesh Baruch Hu made it that within nature these particular animals are going to have an easier time being nourished. So that's how you see that there's that Hashem is particularly kind to the kelev and the orev. There's a beautiful comment in the Chasam Sofer that Rabbi Yonasan's taina to Rebbe was that even though he didn't read any mikra and he didn't know any mishnayos, but if he was once mechazik lomdei Torah, you should be mefarnisim like an orev, like the orev that was zocha to be mefarnis Eliyahu and brought him lechem ubasar, like Rashi writes in Chumash in the name of Medrash Agada. And Rabbi Yonasan also says that even if he was not machzik talmid chachamim, but nevertheless you should be merachim on him, at least because he didn't act like most amei aretz were mevazik talmid chachamim. So at least give me credit for that. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was good to the Kelev, that Chazal tell us that Bishar, that at the time the Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, the Klavim didn't do any damage to Klal Yisrael, that they stood down, they didn't do any damage. L'kol b'nei Yisrael lo yechratz Kelev l'shono, so that therefore there was zocha to a basar b'sad the trefa lo soch lo Kelev tashlichu lo so, that we give basar trefa to a Kelev. So he dafka pointed out these animals because we find in the Torah itself that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for for these animals for very minor things that they did that are not Torah, just for not bothering Tamid Chacham or for being Mefardes Tamid Chacham. And that's why he gave these examples of a Kelev and an Oriv. So Amr Lefanov, so he said, Amr Lefanov Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe said to Rebbe, don't be distraught about the fact that you gave food to an Amaretz. Shema Yonasan Ben Amram Tamid Chahu, that Amaretz might have been your Talmud, Yonasan Ben Amram, Shein Rotzal Deonis Mikvot Torah Miyamav, who really is not an Amaretz. He just doesn't want to get any Hana'a from the Kavadat Torah that he has. The Rambam brings a Raya from here that it's Aser to get Hana'a from the Kavadat Torah, that if a person learns Torah all day and says, and it's the community's responsibility to support me because I learn all day, and their responsibility to take care of me, that is improper, the Rambam says, that you can't do that. You're not supposed to get money for learning Torah. The Rambam says in the Pirusha Mishnayis, in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Dalet, he says, what, you think all the Gedolei Amoraim that worked for a living were doing it because no one else had covered a Torah and no one was willing to take care of them? People were willing to take care of them. They refused to take the money because you're not supposed to take money if you covered a Torah. So Kesef Mishnah on the spot says it's not correct and it's not a good Raya. The Raya from here is that this was a Midas Chasidus. You can't bring a Raya from here that you're not allowed to do that. He had a Midas Chasidus that he didn't want to get any honor from his Torah. So many of the poskim say not like the Rambam on that issue as strongly as the Rambam happens to word it. Okay, so Batkavashkach, they investigated and they found out that it taka was this Talmud of his. So Rabbi, you come to our call. So Rabbi said, you know, let all the Amei Aretz come in, because by me having this policy of not allowing Amei Aretz, who knows how many Talmudic Chachamim I'm leaving out in the cold and out to be hungry. Rabbi the Tamei, Dam Rabbi Ein Pranas Bal Yolam Abishal Amei Aretz. But Rabbi having this initial Shita to only provide food for Talmudic Chachamim was because he held that all Paranus only comes because of Amei Aretz. Kud Meklila the Shadu Atveria. Just like we learned from the Maisa that the Melech imposed on the city of Tveria money to pay for a crown. So also the Kamei the Rebbe, the Amei Aretz came to Rebbe, Mamrulei, Lisu Rabban Badan, why should we bear the entire brunt of the cost? Let the Talmid Chacham pay for it also. Samaluhu, lo, Rebbe said to them, no. Amrulei, so the people from the city where Amei Aretz said, Arukinan, well then we'll run away and you'll be left holding the bag. Samaluhu Aruku, he said, run away, see what happens. So Aruku Palgeun, half of them ran away, Dalu Palga, and just then the king dropped half of the demand of the money on the people. Asuhan Palga came to Rebbe, the remaining half came to Rebbe. Amrulei, this Rabban Badan, they said we shouldn't bear the whole burden by ourselves. That the rabbis help us as well. That the Tamid Chacham help us. Samalu lo, Rebbe said nothing doing. The Tamid Chacham don't have to help you. Arukinan, they said, well then we're going to run away. He said, Gazonte Aroku, run away. See what happens. So Arku Kulu, they all ran away. So Pasha, who koves, and all that was left was one koves who's Nama Aretz, and all the Tamid Chacham Shadua koves. So now they impose the entire cost on that koves, Arakoves. So that koves ran away. He was the last Amaretz, and then Paka Kalila. Then the Melech was Mochel the entire cost of the crown. He didn't demand anything. So you see from there, Amar Rabbi Risam Shein Pranas Bal Yolam Elu Shel Amei Aretz, that the only reason there was this tax in the first place was because of the Amei Aretz, and that's why I insisted that only Amei Aretz will pay for it, because it wasn't due to the Talmid Chacham anyway. The Kami Yehbiyir VeEkan Sheir. Then the Mishnah said, how long do you have to be a member of a city in order to be chayiv for the taxes like the rest of the members of the city? So when the Mishnah had said 12 months, so frankly, Gemara Mini, but I'll ask you a Stiva, because we have a Mishnah Chameres VaGameles. However, if you have a caravan of donkey drivers or camel riders that happen to stay in the city, and they do Avodah Zarah together with the majority of the residents of that city, so that city becomes near Anidachas. Now, when a city is near Anidachas, the entire city gets killed and all the money gets destroyed and they get killed with Saif. When you have an individual who does Avodah Zarah, nothing is done to his money and he gets Skila. So what about these visitors who are coming through town and they did Avodah Zarah with the rest of the city? So Hain B'Skila, they get Skila as individuals. They are not considered part of the city. Umamon and Palat, and we do not destroy their money like we do with the rest of the people of the city. But once they stayed there for 30 days, Hain B'Sayef Umamon and Mavat, then they're members of the city and they get they're considered part of the Arni Dacha. So don't you see it's only 30 days that you become a member of the city, not 12 months? Some of Lokasha. Hal B'nei Masa, Hal Yisuvi Masa. When it says that you need 12 months, that's to be B'nei Masa. When it says you only need 30 days, that's to be Yisuvi Masa, to be a citizen or a resident. How do I know that there's such a difference? Kitatanya, because we have a brisa. Mudra na me anshir ear. If a person takes a neder ana from the anshir ear, kolshin shasham shemus chodesh asadavus menu, then you're only not allowed to get ana from people who've lived there for 12 months. But pachas mikan mutter. If people who have not lived there for 12 months, you're allowed to get ana from mi yoshme ear. If you take a neder ana from those who are reside in the city, kolshin shasham shoshim yom asadavus menu pachas mikan mutter asadavus menu. Then no, it's only if they've been there for 30 days that you're not allowed to get ana. Less than 30 days. You are allowed to get ana. Call me to be in Shemus HaChodesh. Do you really mean to tell me that for the chiyuvim of helping to pay for things in the city, you need to have been there for 12 months? Vatanya, but we have a brisa, Shloshim Yom LeTamchui. To pay for the Tamchui, which is the soup kitchen, you only need to be there for 30 days. Shloshim Chadashim LeKupa. To pay for the communal tzedakah funds, you only need to be there for 3 months. Shisha LeKsus. If you only to pay for clothing for Ani, you need to be there for 6 months. Tisha LeKvura. To help pay for Kvura for Ani, you need to be there for 9 months. And Shneimasor the Pasei Ir. To pay for the gates of the city, I need to be there for 12 months. But you see that it's not an automatic 12 months. It depends on what the expense is. So the answer is the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yossi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Kitanan Nami Masnissin, Shneimasor Chodesh, the Pasei Ir, Tanan. Enoch Nami. When our mission identified 12 months, it was talking about for the gates of the city, for the protection that's offered by the gates. But Enoch Nami, for other expenses that the city has, a smaller amount of time in the city will already be Machayiv a person. Vam Rabbi Yossi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol the Pasei. Year. Everyone has to pay for the Paseya year. Vafilu miyasmi, even Yisomim. Avol Rabbanan lo, the Rabbanan l'tzrichin nitirusa. Only the Rabbanan are an exception because they don't need the protection that it affords. Amrav Papa l'shura l'parshao l'tarzina. Afilu miyasmi al Rabbanan l'tzrichin nitirusa. In order to pay for the fixing of the wall and to hire a horseman to guard the city at night and to hire people who will sit and guard by the gates of the city and guard it. Everyone has to pay for even Yisomim. Just not Rabbanan. Klala de Milsa, the rule is Chamilsa, this one, no, I mean, I feel me ask me. Anything that all the Bnei Ir, including the Yisomim, are going to benefit from, we take the money from the Yisomim. They're going to benefit from that protection the same way everybody else will. The Tamid Chum won't benefit from that protection because they're protected anyway. Rabba Rama Tzedakah Yasmi de Bei Bar Meriyon. Rabba imposed Tzedakah payments on the Yisomim of Bar Meriyon. So Amalei Abaye Vatani Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, ain't poskim tzedakah al yisomim afilu pidyon shvuyim. Didn't we say that you're not supposed to impose tzedakah payments on yisomim, even for something as great as pidyon shvuyim, because they're not chayiv mitzvos yet? So amalei ana lachshavinu kavina. I didn't collect from them the chiyuv tzedakah. I just made it that I assessed tzedakah on them in order that people should treat them like chashuvim, that they'll say, wow, these yisomim are balei tzedakah, and people will treat them with more respect. So I was doing it to protect the yisomim, not because they're chayv in mitzvos in a chanami. They're not. If Hormuz imid shvar malka, if Hormuz was the name of a woman who was the mother of King Shavur, Shadra Arnika Dedinri, she sent a whole bunch of money, the kamed Rav Yosef, to Rav Yosef Amra, and she left the following instructions. Lahavi le mitzvah rabba. Let this money go for a mitzvah rabba. Rav Yosef was analyzing this. My mitzvah rabba, what qualifies as a mitzvah rabba? So Amalei Abaye, mititan Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, ein posel tzedakah al yisomim afilu pidyon shvuyim, from the fact that we say that you're not allowed to be posel tzedakah al yisomim afilu for pidyon shvuyim. So Shema Mina, we see from there, pidyon shvuyim, mitzvah rabba. Why would you say afilu pidyon shvuyim? Must be pidyon shvuyim is a very great mitzvah. Amalei Rabba l'Rabba bar Mari Mina, milso dam rabba pidyon shvuyim, mitzvah rabba. Where do we know that pidyon shvuyim is a great mitzvah? Because the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, when Yirmiyahu tells the Bnei Yisrael that they're going to go into galus, Vayikiyomer elecha ad neitzei v'amata aleim koamar Hashem asher lamavis lamavis v'asher lecharev lecharev v'asher lerav lerav v'asher leshevi leshevi v'am Rabbi Yochanan kol ha'meuchar b'pasuk zeh kashem mechaveru. Yirmiyahu Navi was going from least bad to most bad in terms of the fates that one might suffer. Cherev kashem mimavis, dying by the sword is worse than dying in natural death. How do I know that? Iba yisei makrav, iba yisei masvara, iba yisei masvara, haika manavel vayaloka manavel. It's a svara because someone who dies by the sword, the whole body is it becomes distorted and sullied, as opposed to a person who just dies of natural causes. Viba yisei makrav, there's a pasuk for it. Yakar b'nei Hashem, hamavsa lachasidim, that it's a covet for the chasidim b'nei Hashem, that they should die a natural death, and not becherev or ra'av. So you see that misa is better than other misos. and Ra'av kasha mi'cherev. Ra'av is worse than cherev. Iba you say misvara. It could be a svara because I come mitzar v'ay lo come mitzayir. When a person dies of starvation, it's a slow, excruciating death. As opposed to a person who dies of a stab wound, it's a much quicker death. Iba you say makra, or it's based on the pasuk. Pasuk says in Eicha, tovu mayu chal le'cherev michal le'ra'av. And then the point over here is shvi kasha mi'kulam, that the worst of all the fates is captivity. Tekulu isnu bay, because all of these different types of misos at the hands of the goyim are possibilities when a person is held in captivity, and therefore it's the having the possibility of all of those misos is worse than any one of those misos. Okay, so now back to tzedakah topics. Tanu Rabbanan, so at the two dots. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Kupa shel tzedakah nigves b'shayim v'schalekes b'shlosha. We collect tzedakah with a group of two people and we distribute it with three people. Nigves b'shayim v'schalekes b'shlosha. It has to be collected with two people because this is considered a srara over the tzibur, a position of authority that we're imposing on the tzibur. You always need two people involved in that. And we give it, we distribute it with three people. Like all other dinim amanus is always with three people. So it's a dinim amanus to determine who's going to be entitled to what, who's going to be entitled to how much money. When it comes to collecting food for the tamchoy, that you need to do the collection with three mischalek. And the distribution is with three as well. The reason we need to collect with three is because the distribution is immediate. So you can't really distinguish between the collection and the distribution because food goes bad. So you have to distribute it almost immediately upon collection. So you need as many people involved in the distribution, in the collection rather, as you have involved in the distribution. Tamchoy b'chol yom, we'll collect food each and every day, because again, food goes bad, so you need to collect fresh food each day. Kupa me'er of Shabbos, le'er of Shabbos. For the kupa, you're collecting money, that you could do once a week. Tamchoy l'aniye yolam, the tamchoy is there for anyone who comes into the city, and kupa l'aniye yir, but the kupa is meant for the members of that city, the poor people from that city. Rashad b'nei yir lasus kupa tamchoy, the people in the city are allowed to turn the kupa into a tamchoy, the tamchoy kupa, and they could turn the tamchoy money into a kupa, tamchoy food, they could sell it and use the money for the kupa. And they're also allowed to change it for whatever other tzarchei ha'ir they have to pay for the guards of the city. Because anyone who puts money into the kupa is doing it al das the b'nei ha'ir. That if the b'nei ha'ir decide that they want to use it for something else, then that's within their rights, because when I'm giving the money, that's my intention the entire time. V'rashoyin b'nei ha'ir lahastos alamidos. The b'nei ha'ir could make a tenai among themselves to enlarge or shrink the measurements, meaning if they make a deal that a sa'a in their city is going to be bigger than a standard sa'a that you have elsewhere, or smaller than a standard sa'a that they have elsewhere, so that's fine. V'ala sha'arim, they can also make a particular price for wheat or for wine that no one is allowed to sell more than at more than a particular price. V'al schar po'alim, they could set wages at a particular price, and l'asiyal kitzasan, and they could also make a penalty for anyone who violates any of their takanos. So even if they made a takana that's not al pi the regular dini mamonos of the Torah, members of a city are allowed to make such rules. They're allowed to put such rules in place. So Amar, inos and sraras al tzibur b'chol mishnayim. We said that you can't have a srara on the tzibur of less than two people. Minani mili. How do I know that's true? Amar Nachman, Amar Rava, veheim yikhu es azav. When it comes to those who are appointed over the nedavos of the Mishkan, it says veheim yikhu es azav. They, Lashon Rabim, are the ones that collect the gold and the other materials for the Mishkan. So you see, it needed to be two people. So the Gemara says, Sraros hu delavdi, they're not allowed to make a srara, but Hemuni Mehemin. But it sounds like, as far as Ne'emanos is concerned, we would have no problem believing one guy that he's trustworthy and that he's collecting and he's not pocketing anything. Meaning the only reason we have two people collecting the tzedakah and not one person collecting the tzedakah is not because we won't trust one person. We will trust one person. It's just a technicality that because it's a srara, you need two people. But it's not a trust issue. Rebbe Shneiach and Alakupa. If it were a trust issue, you wouldn't be able to have two brothers be those two people. But they had a Maisa where they did have two brothers be those two people, and the reason that was okay was because this is not an issue of trust. This is an issue of Srara, and therefore two brothers are fine. Maisra Rusa, what is the Srara that you're placing over the Tzibor and collecting Tzedakah? Srara means that you're doing something against people's will, you're enforcing things, you're pushing people. Where do you have that just because you're collecting tzedakah? Because the Gabbai Tzedakah are allowed to take a collateral from a wealthy balabas or from any balabas who refuses to give his fair share of tzedakah. And you could do that even on Erev Shabbos, where the balabas might say, look, I'll handle it next week, I'm just a little busy right now. Still, you could take from him. So Eini says, is that really true that Mashkin al Tzedakah? But doesn't the pasuk say Kadati al Kol Lochatzav, that our Kodesh Baruch Hu promises that he's going to pay back anyone who pressures an Am Aretz, pressures Am Yisrael, who pressures members of the Jewish people? So don't you see that you're not allowed to pressure Am Yisrael? So how can you say that the Gabbai Tzedakah are allowed to pressure and they're allowed to take Mashkonos? That a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to punish even the Gabbai Tzedakah who overly enforce Tzedakah rules? So says Mar Lokasha, Hada Amid, Hada Lo Amid. If they're taking from a rich person, they're allowed to take a mashkon. If the person is not rich, then they're not allowed to pressure him. But if a person is rich and they assess that he has enough to give, then they're allowed to apply a lot of pressure. Kiyad Rava, Achdel Rav Nosson Barami, V'shakum Minei Arba Me'ezuzi L'Tzedakah. Just like Rava forced Rav Nosson Barami to give 400 zuz for tzedakah. So you see that because he knew that Rav Nosson Barami was very rich. So you see 400 zuz is a lot of money. We just had last night here in camp, Rabbi Elliot Schreier spoke. He says, I don't know how much 400 zuz was, but I know it buys you 200 goats, right? Meaning that much we know. The Zabanava betrays us. So it sounds like a lot of money, right? So Tosos raises the question that we have a problem over here, because the Gemara of Chulin says, anytime you have a mitzvah cessation, matan schar betzida, where the Torah tells you what the schar for the mitzvah is, you're not allowed to force someone into doing a mitzvah matan schar betzida. Beis Din is not allowed to enforce that. So how come Beis Din is allowed to enforce tzedakah? It says matan schar betzida by tzedakah. It says ki pesach tutach siyotcha ki beglal adover hazeh yivarechecha. There's the schar that Hashem will bless you. So Rabbeinu Tam says, nah, it just means that he was forcing him with words. Einoch nami, you're not allowed to force for tzedakah. He was just encouraging him. Or Rabbeinu Tam suggests, alternatively, min adin, you can't force for the mitzvah of tzedakah. But over here, the Bnei Yair made a deal among themselves, just like we've been talking about in the Gemara, that when all the Bnei Yair get together and they say, these are the rules in our town, so then that's enforceable. The Ri, however, suggests that tzedakah is not only a mitzvah saseh. You're right, you're not allowed to enforce a mitzvah seisha matan schar v'tzidah, but tzedakah is also a mitzvah lo saseh. A few mitzvahs lo saseh, lo sameh, lo sikbots, etc. The Ritzba suggests that when it says that Beis Din is not musar aleha when it's matan schar b'tzida, it means that Beis Din is not going to be punished for failure to enforce, but Beis Din is permitted to enforce. Those are the four answers that Tosfos brings over here. The maskil miyasiru kizor rakia. So zed dayin shadon din emes lamita. That's a reference to a dayin who judges truthfully. Matzdika rabbi kachokim in the old bed. The pasuk goes on elu gabay tzedaka. Those are the gabay tzedaka that will illuminate like stars. Satan, and we darshan in a brisa. Vamaskil mizor gzorakia zeh dayin shadon din emes lamita v'gabay tzedaka. That the first half of the pasuk includes both the dayanim and the gabay tzedaka. What's the second half of the pasuk then? Matzdika Ram Kok from the dead, who are the ones that are going to shine like stars? Elam Malamdi Tinokos. Those are the teachers of young children. Kigon Man, what's an example of Malami Tinokas that does his job with such mysterious nefesh that he should, that we treat him like a star? So I'm a Rav Kigon Rav Shmuel Barshilas, like Rav Shmuel Barshilas. Rav Ashkel Rav Shmuel Barshilas, Davukai Beginta, Rav saw him standing in a garden, Armalei, Shafkate Luminosach. Well, you're not with the children now, you left your profession. So Armalei, Hatle Sashin Delo Chazili, he says, I have these gardens, I haven't seen them in 13 years. I've been so busy taking care of the children and teaching them Torah. And now that I'm in this garden for the first time in 13 years, you should know my mind is on the kids the whole time. I'm always thinking about the Talmidim. So that's a Malami Tinok, because always thinking about his Talmidim is someone who shines. signs like the stars. V'rabbanan mai, and Talmid Chachamim are osik in Torah all the time. What sort of light are they zochetu? So Amar Ravina, Ravina says, yeah, that's what the pasuk says. Va'ohav of kitzeis Hashemesh b'gvuraso, like the sun in midday. That's how strong they are. Now, four activities that Kabayit Tzedakah need to be careful about. Tanu Rabban, Kabayit Tzedakah and Rishon Lifrosh Zemizeh, they should not separate from each other to work on their own, because everyone's going to think they're pocketing money for themselves. Al Parish Zel Shav Zel Chanas. But as long as they're within eyesight of each other, they could operate separately. Second is Matzamos Peshuk. If a Kabayit Tzedakah finds money in the Shuk, Lo Yinei Mitoch Kitzo, he shouldn't put it into his own wallet, and also in Tachanaki Shul Tzedakah, he should put it in the Pushka. Ukshav LeBeis Yitlem. When he comes back home, he could sort it back out. Similarly, if someone owed him money, he probably a shuk, and the guy paid him in the shuk in a public place, so he shouldn't put the money in his own pocket. He should put it in the arnaki shul tzedakah. He should put it in the pushka. When he gets back home, he could sort it back out. Meaning, in public, the gabbai tzedakah should never be seen putting money in his own wallet, because everyone's always going to assume that he's pocketing tzedakah money, even if he's in the right. Tan Rabban, Kabayit Tzedakah she'en lam aniyim l'chalek. If Kabayit Tzedakah don't have aniyim to whom to give the money, so they want to exchange the small change for bigger currencies to hold on to, partan l'achem ve'en partan l'atzman. They should not make change with their own money. They should do it with other people, so that no one should suspect them of cheating the tzedakah funds. Kabayit Tamchei she'en lam aniyim l'chalek. If you're running a soup kitchen and there are no more aniyim to feed and there's a lot of leftover food, so you want to sell it so that you can use that money for the future to support other aniyim. You can sell it, but not to yourself. Don't sell it to your own self and your own family's needs, because again, that invites criticism. And fourth, money, tzedakah money, you should not count two at a time. You should only count one at a time, because if you're counting it two at a time, people are going to think that as you take two, you're only counting it as one, and you're pocketing the other one. So all of these things are to avoid any sense of suspicion whatsoever for Gabbai. In Shulchan Aruch we paskin that the people do not have a right to demand of Gabbai Tzedakah that they should show an exact accounting of where every dollar went, and then the Shulchan Aruch says, but Gabbai Tzedakah have a responsibility that they should be able to produce an exact accounting of where every money, meaning the people shouldn't always be suspicious of the Gabbai Tzedakah, but the Gabbai Tzedakah should behave in such a way where they don't arouse any suspicion, and where they want to be more forthcoming than what the people are able to demand of them. Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Abaye, three lines from the bottom of the page. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you for joining. Yeah.